Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
You watch all these movies from like the 60s and stuff, and people are hitchhiking all over the country, and it looks like fun, man. It's the ultimate freedom.
Yeah, you're just on the side of the road, and somebody, you meet new people, and then you just go where the road takes you or where that person will take you. And you get out of the car, and then you go and do it all over again.
I don't see it that way. I see it's very, very scary.
Well, now, yeah, for sure now.
Well,
I mean, those days
are
over.
Okay? There's been two versions. I saw the first version, and I won't do that or eat fries again. Did you ever see that movie, The Hitcher with the fries?
Have you ever picked up?
One of them wanted a fry.
Have you ever picked up a hitchhiker?
I would never.
Now, let me ask you this, because I almost on Saturday night picked up some people on the side of the road, and the reason why is I was coming down 400 and there was a broken down taxi.
Oh.
And standing behind the taxi were like three people. So you're two girls and a guy, or two guys and a girl. I couldn't have, but they were all dressed up like they were going out, you know what I mean? Like the guy had his, you know, his jeans on and his nice polo shirt, you know, and the girls had their going, like, and they were young, they're like 20, and I'm like, that sucks. Like, they probably just got in their cab to come down to Buckhead, and it's busted down on the side
that's
of the road.
That's what they want you to think.
And that's I was thinking, man. It's an elaborate scheme.
And that's what happened. Then I'm like, nope, what if somebody took the taxi? And this is a big joke, and he took the taxi and recruited these people to help him.
Then all of a sudden, you're an urban legend, and people are on Snopes trying to figure out if your story is true or not, because you're dead.
And that's
crazy.
You're
the first victim of the Buckhead Bandits.
You're dead.
It really bothered me for about 3 minutes until I got to my friend's house. But I was like, I could pick them up and drop them off at wherever.
I didn't even know it was still legal to hitchhike.
They weren't hitchhiking.
This one was a broken down car.
So it was a busted down car, a taxi cab that was stolen by a killer who had brainwashed three young people to play the role of distressed students.
The girls were hot
in a short skirt that attracted a guy like me.
I've seen that movie before.
He wanted to eat my flesh. I know what you're up to. What
then
you did last summer.
Depending on the rating of that movie, either everybody's going to die or everybody's having sex.
Right.
But I like the idea of it, man. I mean, you pick up and you leave. You got a couple of bucks in your pocket, and you depend on the goodness of strangers to take you to one new place after the next, and it's the complete idea of freedom. But you can't do it anymore because it's such a sketchy idea, sketchy world. Mm-hmm. Well, our listener Brian here has not only done it this morning, but he does it quite a bit and is planning on doing it again, and he's joining us from the road this morning.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
I'm going to call you Crazy Brian.
Nervous.
I love it.
So how old a guy are you?
I'm 27.
27 years old, and at least when you wrote us in this email a couple of days ago, you didn't even know you were going. You didn't know if you were heading to Detroit, D.C., or Boston. You were just getting on the road.
I know people in all those places, and I kind of had a couple options, and I didn't know where I was going to go. And then I called one friend in northern Ohio who lives near Detroit, and he's been seeing this married girl for like 6 months, and kind of shockingly, it's not going well. So he was down in the dumps, and he needed somebody to kind of come up and cheer him up. So that sort of just made my decision for me.
So how long have you been hitchhiking? Is this a regular pattern for you?
I do it as often as I can. I'm a grad student at Emory, and so I do it on my vacations. I mean, every time we have like a spring break or a fall break. I started, I used to be in the military. I got back from Iraq in 06, and that's when I started doing it.
So you can kill somebody with your bare hands.
No. I'm just a line medic. It's good. I mean, I like that people believe that, cause but no.
We've talked about our fear of something bad happening. So how have you ever had that? And, you know, how have you overcome it to do it?
And I think there's this whole culture, and this is part of why I do it. I think there's this whole kind of culture of fear. You know, people are all afraid that some sort of crazy serial killer hitchhiker is going to get you. But I don't know. I don't feel like anybody worries about, like, heart disease, which I suspect is more likely to kill you. But no, I've never been harassed or hassled. I did one time have two girls roll down their window about 2 inches and kind of peek out at me and ask me if I was going to kill them or anything.
Did you say
and
yes?
I was like, no, that's my secret. If you ask me, I have to tell you. But no. I've never had anything shady happen. It's always been, everybody that picks you up has always been really cool.
Did you hook up with those two girls?
No. They look, no.
I've seen what happens in those videos, man.
I got picked up by a very attractive Croatian masseuse down in Florida, and I was like, oh, it's going to be like the movies. But then she dropped me off about 3 miles later and said she had to go to work. So. not like the movies.
I'm surprised that women are picking you up.
Really surprised that it's women that are picking you up.
Those are both actually the only two times. Any other time there's been a female in the car, they were with their husband or their boyfriend or something like that.
Okay. How long does it generally take for you to get somebody to pick you up? Like if you start walking right now, and you're in North Georgia right now, right?
I am. I'm up just a little ways north of, I think, Calhoun in this town called Resica that I've never heard of.
All right. So from walking down the road now, and is it the traditional stick your thumb in the air, the hitchhiking thing?
Or are you... I do. To kind of maximize my chances of getting a ride, I kind of cash in on the military thing, and I get signs that say, like, Iraq vet going north. And and I feel like that kind of improves my odds. A lot of people who pick me up say that's why they pick me up.
And how long generally will it take for somebody to pick you up once you start walking?
It's completely random. I started walking and gotten a ride literally 5 minutes after I stepped onto the interstate. And then one day, this was like 2 years ago, I guess, I got stuck. I must have walked 20, 25 miles that day, counting by the exit numbers. It's kind of hard to say.
Now, capitalizing on that military thing, be careful, because I think the Iraq vet sign might be helpful, but full camos and your firearm probably not going to get you.
I have to actually be seen, right?
Yeah.
For some reason, I imagine most people that pick you up being truck drivers. Who are just kind of lonely on the road.
Not one truck driver has ever picked me up. And actually, when I've been stuck before and I've seen a truck stop and I veer off and I'll just go from truck to truck and ask nicely, and they have always said, no, there's no way. They say they wish they could help, but I guess it's an insurance thing nowadays.
That makes sense.
But my little brother once got stuck at a truck stop and got offered like 2 or 3 rides, but he weighs like 60 pounds less than me, and I think he's a lot prettier, and I think that was a factor.
So you've passed this down to your younger brother, and he's hitchhiking now?
No, he wasn't hitchhiking. I think he was just stranded.
Okay.
Yeah. If I encourage any of my I have two younger brothers, and if they start doing this, my mom's already angry enough at me. If they start doing this, I'm not going to get invited to Thanksgiving.
So what do you look like as you're walking down the road right now? Do you have like that big pack on your back, or
I do? I carry a backpack, and the only reason I wouldn't even bother carrying a backpack. Most of the stuff in my backpack is to go out when I get up to see my friend, like going out clothes and stuff. I end up carrying more weight than I need to, but yeah, I always try to wear like a bright shirt, and I try to wear hiking socks because I don't know if it's true, but in my brain, if I wear hiking socks, I look, I don't know, more sensible than somebody who just killed a family. So.
That is so bizarre. And you're not afraid of like a Ted Bundy or a Jeffrey Dahmer or something like that picking you up?
Nah. I mean, I know it could happen. I just don't think it's very likely. I just don't think it's very likely. And
yeah,
I'm
that's 6 old
foot two, and I weigh 220 pounds, and, you know, and I think I look like I'd be a lot of work. I mean, I'm not a ninja or anything because of the Army, but I think I'd be a lot of work to rob or kill, and I feel like those kind of people would pass me up probably.
Yeah, new killers are finding their subjects on the internet. They're not bothering. They're not going to waste, especially with
not
gas.
Not going this old school
pure
way.
Murderer, you're not going to be like wasting gas. That's expensive to go find your next victim. You just Google them.
Yeah, it's true. With gas prices, it'd be a lot easier just to get a DSL.
It just scares me.
So when are you expecting to arrive? Like your friends are like, well, I guess he could be here on Tuesday, or I guess he could be here on Friday, or I guess he could be here on Monday.
I bet I'll make it to. I don't think I'll make it there today unless I luck out and catch somebody. And you know, on a holiday weekend or something, or on a Friday, you're going to catch longer rides usually. But it's a Tuesday. But I bet I'll make it there Wednesday afternoon. I feel pretty good about Wednesday afternoon.
I really want to check back with you tomorrow and find out how far you've made it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So right now you're in what town again?
Resaca. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. I'm probably mispronouncing the southernness of it, but R-E-S-E-C-A.
Resaca. And you're going north?
Going north on 75, yep.
On 75.
Some might call it Resaca.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just going to say, it sounds so quiet. Are there cars passing you now, or?
No. It's too dark to get on the interstate right now. I don't feel like getting hit. And yeah. I stayed at Duffy's Motel last night for $16.95.
Nice.
So I'm going to enjoy his continental breakfast, which is apparently coffee and some small donuts. He says it's like a continental breakfast, only simpler.
How's it get simpler than that?
Yeah, I want to load up on carbs because I don't know when the next Waffle House is going to be. So I'm going to eat as many of his small donuts as his simple continental breakfast.
Man, awesome. It's me, but it's $16.95 a night. Motel room has black light written all over it because there's not a sheet that I would lay on. There's not a phone I would pick up, and I hope you didn't put that remote in your hand.
It's pretty gross. It is pretty gross. But
he didn't put it in his hand because it's bolted to the nightstand.
My other option, I mean, I could sleep outdoors, but they used to pay me to do that in the Army, and it's just not fun anymore unless I'm getting a paycheck for it. So I just go ahead and I spring the $20 to go ahead and sleep on a bed.
Hey, Donna, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to let him know Resaca is the way it's pronounced, and also there's been lots of illegitimate children conceived at the Duffy's.
Well, bro, you just missed out on golden opportunity.
Wow.
I'm going to check with you tomorrow and find out exactly where you're at, how far you made it.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys will just give me a ring.
And you're thinking tomorrow morning when we call you, you'll be in what part of the country?
It's hard to say. I bet tomorrow morning, I feel positive. I'll go ahead and make a prediction that I'll be somewhere in Kentucky tomorrow. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right, be careful.
Bye. Yeah, be careful, yeah. Man.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye now.
The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If anybody understands the miscommunication between men and women, it would be Tyler Perry.
That is true.
It's movie after movie
that
after
is
movie
true.
About this very. Tyler, you got to help us with this here. Do you see this from time to time too with men and women, where they are just in completely different universes when it comes to relationships or their own?
Are you kidding me? I've been going through that lately. I've just been, you know, the girl that I've been seeing for the last year or so. She's very busy too. So it's her whole thing is we have the worst communication when it comes to certain things and times and dates, and because she's so busy and because she's from another country, I just think, am I communicating the way right with her? You know, so I know we communicated on two different paths. Men and women communicate on two different paths.
How often, because I don't think that I've heard you talk about this before, how often are you seeing her and how long have you guys been going out?
It's been about a year, and I don't talk about it because everybody, I hate the blogs, I hate the stuff that people say about it. When I was when I was dating Tyra about a year and a half ago, there was so much stuff going around. I just decided, and Tyra taught me this. She's like, Tyler, you just really need to keep your personal relationships off the air. So I've never talked about it.
Do you feel it's almost like one of those things, though, if you don't talk about it a little bit, that it becomes like the elephant in the room, like everybody wants to talk to you about it, and if you would just come clean, then everybody would just shut up and leave you alone?
No, because if you want your relationship to work, you have to. You must keep it out of the public. Like, I look at people like Brad and Angelina and Madonna and Guy Ritchie and, you know, those people. And then you look at people like Paris and every relationship. And Lindsay, they're all in the press every day. That's really difficult, especially when you're just getting to know a person.
Sure.
So I think if you try to keep it private for at least a year before you go public, then you know if you two really like each other. So as soon as I get ready to talk about it, I will. But right now, we're in the stages of still getting to know each other. Mm-hmm.
Is this an agreement that you like verbally made with her? You said, look, this is not going to be public. You and I don't even worry about paparazzi or anything like that because I'm not talking about it publicly.
Certainly, yeah. And the same with her.
I'm curious, how much of your relationship, if it's with her or past relationships, do you incorporate in your stories?
Every bit of them. Are you kidding me? Every bit of them. I took everything I knew from my. I had a really bad relationship, and I wrote everything in Why Did I Get Married? You know, and I think that's why so many people can relate to Why Did I Get Married, because it's the kind of movie that it really deals with relationships. As a matter of fact, the lady who was just talking about who this guy is saying, oh, so maybe she should see Why Did I Get Married, because it's self affirming. You know, it helps you to get over things.
Right. Mm-hmm. Are there any topics in relationships that you absolutely will not touch?
You know what? I've never talked about. I've never gotten into sex in relationships because I just think that there are enough people talking about it and doing it, and you know, in movies and film. I don't have an opinion on that one way or another. So I'll just talk about the heart of it, the relationship, because I think sex always clouds everything. And I tell my friends all the time, you know, it's like, yeah, I'm really having issues with this girl. So you still having sex? Yeah, we have sex. Stop having sex and see what you really have with a person. That'll tell you.
What?
That'll really tell you.
your suggestion, your advice is to stop having sex with the guy to find out what the relationship is all about?
Yeah, because he met this girl, and they started having, from the first day he met her, they've been having sex, and they were in this relationship for a year, and it was all about the sex. And they would have all these arguments outside of sex. So I said, stop having sex with her and get to know the woman and see what happens. The minute he stopped, they broke up.
Really?
Because
they didn't have a good foundation in their relationship.
That's what I mean. And you know, you got to have a foundation in a relationship. Everything can't be sex. There's got to be a foundation. But we got to talk about the family of praise, guys.
Yeah, we do.
Doing?
Yeah. Let's do that. Yeah. Why don't we get so caught up in talking to you? Because it's so infrequent that we get to hang out with you.
And well, too bad I'm in New York. I'd be sitting there with you guys.
We'd love it.
Well, we always try to get you in, but every time I make a phone call or something, you've got something else going on. Like TBS has just ordered 30,000 more episodes of something, or you got a new movie coming out, or
it's an ice show, I think, and a board game coming out.
Tyler Perry's Ice Capades.
Don't you love it? Don't you love it? Tyler Perry does Xanadu. I love it.
That's the beautiful thing about Tyler Perry's background is, you know, he goes from living outside of a car to, I don't have time anymore. I got my hands in too many things, which is such an awesome part of your story, man.
Mm-hmm. It's really great. I was in the USA Today yesterday, and I had them come with me to my old apartment over at 4725th Street. They're getting ready to tear the building down. It was an apartment I moved in after being homeless, and it was a really inspirational story that a lot of people who read it, they really got an insight to what I've been through. And I, you know, the reason I share this, all of this stuff, is because I really want people to know that life gets better. No matter what you're going through, life gets better. And it's my hope that as people see my work and that they see what I've been through, that they can feel like they can do better.
Mm-hmm. Is this touched upon in The Family That Prays also?
You know why I wrote this? I wasn't enjoying my life. About the last time I was there with you guys, I had started going through all of this stuff with the naysayers and the negativity, and it was really bothering me. So what I decided to do was what I always do for my catharsis, I took it to pen and paper. So I was listening to Leanne Womack. Yes, I listened to country music. She was singing I Hope You Dance, and I was like, wow, this is so beautiful for life. It's just like life is short. Live every day like it's your last. And here we are. I don't think it's a coincidence that this movie is coming out around this somber time in our country, you know, at the seventh anniversary of 9/11. Life is so short, and I think we can do a service to everybody in our lives or everybody who has passed on, if we live every day as if it's our last. And Kathy Bates is in this movie, and Alfred Woodard, and they're matriarchs who are trying to live the best life they can while their kids are preying on each other. So that's where Prey, P-R-E-Y, comes from. But it's really a great movie, and everybody who's seen it, they absolutely love it.
Tyler, is this one of these movies where you just started writing it and it just sort of came right out of you so easily, or did you struggle with this one?
No. This one really, really flowed. I mean, for the most part, most of them, they stay in my head for months, so when I sit down to write them, they usually come out without any toiling. But no, this one was really, 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 really easy, really, really great, and I'm telling you, I got to tell you this, I was directing Kathy in a scene, and you know, she was doing something that I wanted her to go in a different direction, and she gave me that look, like, you remember when she was in Misery, that when she put the block in between the
guys? Oh, the hobbling, yes.
Yeah, hobbling at his ankles. Man, I thought she was about to get me, but that was her process, you know? So it was really great. It was really great.
Kenya has a question for you. Kenya, you're on with Tyler Perry. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I'm a geek. I want to know, well, thank you. And, yeah, thank you. You're great.
You're handling this very well, Ken.
Yeah.
Thank you. I know. I'm sorry.
A lot of words, not a lot being said.
I know. Okay, the studio that you're building over in Greenbrier, I wanted to know if you'll be holding auditions there. And where do you post your auditions? Because I desperately want to be a part of whatever it is you're doing anytime you ever do it.
My casting director, her name is Alpha Tyler at Alpha Tyler, no relation, but Alpha Tyler is her name, and I'm not quite sure of her email, and nobody's here to give it to me, but she handles all of our submissions. She handles all of our auditions. We post a lot of them when we're holding them because we always need fresh people. I'm always looking for new talent. If you look at House of Pain, which is going into syndication next week, by the way.
Congratulations.
Yeah. If you look at House of Pain, you see that they're all new faces, so I'm always looking for new people. And I'm really, really happy to be over near Greenbrier. And I tell you why, I've been over in Inman Park area with my old studio, and I got more complaints. I got complaints every day. The air conditioning was too loud. This place has been a studio for 15 years. When I move in, all hell breaks loose. I mean, the neighbors have been giving me pure hell, so I'm thinking, man, what is this? So I move over to the south side of town, and I come there a Sunday, and there's a woman outside, man, cleaning up outside of the yard. I go, I'm like, what are you on? Do you need a job or something? She's like, no, I just jogged back past here. I live down the street, and you're doing such a beautiful job, and we're so glad to have you in the neighborhood. She was cleaning up trash that people would throw out of their cars.
Wow. Sweet.
How great was that?
That must have been like a sign to you, like, I did the right thing. I moved in the right place.
I totally did the right thing, and it's really great being over there because we've got enough space to do whatever we want to do and have a great time.
Good for you, man. The Family That Prays, it opens when, Tyler?
This is my birthday weekend. I'll be 39, so that's a good gift for me if you guys go out and see the movie.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hey, the next time you're in Atlanta, you know we always love to have you in studio. Mm-hmm. So if you got the time, we're here for you.
Well, the next time you're in Atlanta, not churning out two TV shows a day and making a movie and writing another movie and casting for another movie.
Well, he's always going to be doing something like that.
Right.
And getting tickets to Janet's concert on the 4th of October. Yeah, you know, doing all of that stuff. Absolutely.
I'll be there, too, but I have a feeling my seats will be probably right behind yours, and you're such a big man, and I'm such a small man, and I won't be able to see that stage.
That's okay. You can always get on my shoulders.
I'll do it.
It's okay, bro. I'll put you on my
shoulders.
It'll be like the angel and the devil. You're so small.
Hey, Tyler, good luck with everything. We'll talk to you next time you're in Atlanta, man.
See you guys later.
All right, bye. Tyler Perry hanging out on The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.